WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Long Falling is the first novel by a young Irish writer named Keith Ridgway. The book has been generating a lot of advance buzz in this country. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says this is a case where the buzz is befitting.
The Long Falling is one of those rare novels that so much creates its own world, it's hard to describe. Sure, there are some familiar fictional elements present here. Early in the story, a man is murdered. But the murder that really rivets our attention is emotional rather than physical, the slow murder of memory and love. It's a suspense story, but the suspense that keeps the reader breathless is more about how much sadness a soul can endure than it is about the police tracking down a suspect. And it's a novel that takes place mostly in Dublin, but Dublin here is a city the tourist board doesn't advertise, a place that hosts angry pro-choice demonstrations and sports gay bars and bathhouses. Ultimately, the literary category that Keith Ridgway's debut novel most fittingly belongs to is that of fiction that leaves reviewers sputtering. Like the novel's initial British reviewers, I find myself relying on overused words like astonishing, lyrical, and disturbing to try to capture its power. The main character in A Long Falling is an English woman in her late 50s named Grace Quinn, who's lived all her adult life with her husband in rural Ireland. The novel's unsentimental narrator tells us that everybody knew Grace's husband and everybody knew her. Neither of them was liked. The reasons why are brutally simple. Years earlier, Grace briefly turned her back on her toddler son, Sean, and he fell into a drainage ditch and drowned. The villagers never forgave her. The summer before the story opens, Grace's husband was driving home from a drinking binge when he hit and killed a local girl. Having his license revoked and spending months in prison haven't improved his silent, ugly disposition. After enduring a particularly violent beating from him, something snaps in Grace. One night, she gets in the car, spots the figure of her husband stumbling home from the pub, and presses her foot down on the accelerator. While the county police puzzle over this deadly hit-and-run accident, Grace takes off for Dublin to stay with her remaining son, Martin, whom she hasn't seen for years, not since his father disowned him when he came out. The police and a journalist friend of Martin's steadily close in on the truth about the accident, but the threat of being arrested is nothing next to Grace's growing dread that she and Martin, once soulmates, have become estranged by time and circumstance. It's Ridgway's measured pacing, his restraint, and his exact, unexpected use of language that distinguishes him as a storyteller. Here, for instance, is a sentence where Grace thinks back to being picked up and thrown by her abusive husband. Grace remembered flying through the air of the house like a tiny ghost, feeling the brief safety of not being touched. And here's a snippet from another wonderfully insightful passage describing why Martin feels so endangered by his mother's reappearance. Martin prattled on without pause, afraid that if Grace started talking, she would undo the present, take it apart piece by piece, make it disappear. He galloped through words, stuttering, all the time convincing himself that his mother could expose him with a story, reduce his life to the few square miles of his childhood. At the end of the novel, our narrator tells us that both Martin and Grace are lost from the place where they understood the world and flung into a place where the world understood them. I'm not going to give away the plot by explaining why that's one of the most elegantly precise sentences I've ever read. To solve that mystery, you'll just have to read The Long Falling for yourself.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Long Falling by Keith Ridgway.